This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
At 5 o'clock here on Grant and Danny, Adam Peters, in a very, very rare press conference, will be addressing the media. I believe this is the first time AP is taking questions at length since training camp. At the start of camp in the preseason. So Peters will talk, and so will Dan Quinn, the two of them together in Ashburn today. I actually saw, I think it was Tom Lavero, tweet something to this effect, and I think it's a really good point. Peters often sits and takes questions in tandem with Dan Quinn. I was at the last presser he did at the start of training camp, and that was the setup. And it has been the case after the draft. It has been the case at the end of these seasons. And I don't think it should be necessarily. This is not some let's get after Adam Peters with pitchforks thing, let's grill him, you know, take. But we have heard from Dan Quinn ad nauseum. Every day, constantly, for months on end, there is nothing that he thinks, that he's willing to say publicly, I should say, that we need to hear at this point. I have heard enough from Dan Quinn to last me the rest of 2026.
Yeah, I'm all set there.
I need Adam Peters' thoughts and analysis and takes. And strategically speaking, I think it's smart for the team to have Dan Quinn up there because he could do some of his shtick and opine and cuts down on half the questions that get asked of the general manager who you don't get to talk to very much. But I would like it a lot more if Peters was up there for a half hour by himself. You could just get more done from a Q&A standpoint as a media group, the folks that'll be out there. But it'll be Peters and Quinn today at 5. You can hear it live. We're going to carry it right here on Grant and Danny.
Yeah, and not to tell anybody how to do their gig, because they're better at it than I am, certainly. But if it was me, if I'm part of the assembled masses, I would go, this question is only for Adam. And I would encourage my fellow media members to do the same thing.
Because
I've got Dan's answer.
So, again, we get into like telling people how to do their jobs, and that's uncomfortable, and I feel bad about that.
Right.
Because we're just sitting on our tuchuses in studio. But I can't believe still that the press conference for Paul Toboney, if you remember when he was introduced as the new team president, I think it was for the Nationals. They had ownership there. And they were sitting on the dais up front. And the questions were mostly to Paul Toboney, who you're going to talk to for months on end. You're going to get so much Paul Toboney coming up. But Mark Lerner's never sitting behind a microphone, ever, 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 ever. And he was that day. I don't even remember who else was up there. Maybe Gottlieb or some of these other people that are involved with the ownership group that people don't even know who they are because they're never front-facing and they're never at the mic. And it's one of those things, if you're the Nationals, where you go into that with nerves and anxiety and consternation and we'll get you in, we'll get you out. Well, hopefully you don't get beat up too bad by the media because it's been a rough several years. You don't spend any money, yada, yada, yada. And then the questions are all to Toboney. There's like three questions to Mark Lerner total the entire time. And if you're the Nats or their PR department, you're doing cartwheels.
You're doing spin kicks.
High fives.
How great did that go for us?
Like they barely even noticed the owner was up there, right? And with Peters, it's kind of that same way where You don't get that many chances to talk to Adam Peters. So respectfully, don't really care about the Brotherhood today. Like, what did Dan Quinn think about the boys battling against the Eagles? Or what did you see from Ale Cajo on special teams? Uh-uh. Not today. There's another day. Or not. We don't even need to, ever. Because I could just give you his answer. But Adam Peters, let's talk about Cliff Kingsbury. Let's talk about Jaden Daniels going into year three. You know, the really important things here, like the top 10 pick that you've got. I don't know if you've heard, but they're going to pick seventh, not fifth.
It is seventh, it turns out, right? When you know, like, they got a big win. So.
Actually, never mind. It's fifth because they actually got the benefit of two teams that weren't supposed to win yesterday winning. The New York Giants helped them out. They got a draft spot based on that win yesterday. So they went from pick seven to pick six. Did you see that?
I didn't even realize that. Yeah. Is that true?
No, it's very true. And then there was another game that happened that really benefited them as well, where they went up a spot because they got help. Wait, then they won.
Oh.
I knew I was forgetting
something.
I was like,
I saw the win from the Giants.
Then they beat the Eagles. Yay.
Yeah. So looked like it could have been like pick two or something.
Thanks
they lost.
To the Browns, right? And thanks to the Giants. For their efforts, but the Commanders couldn't suck properly, and so they will now pick seventh.
I appreciate y'all. Yeah, listen, we'll go through this a lot today, and it's the story. You're allowed to be happy. It's your fandom. You know, do what you want. I'm kind of over lecturing people. I've been bewildered at the reaction. It just always reminds me that either I'm the alien or I'm ahead of the curve. Like either I'm just a crazy person that sort of cuts to the end, either I'm crazy or I'm astute. You know what I mean? I'm either like Galileo in his time and like, no, guys, the whole thing's round and that's not orbiting around us, we're orbiting around it. Or, yeah, everybody's a little bit slow to get to where I'm at. Or I'm always going to be crazy, one or the other.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.